Yo guys, it's Call of Minecraft here, and again, as a few episodes have been, not all of us are here. It's just me, MrCoolCop200 here, and
Twisted Viper?
Yep. So today we'll be talking about the main thing that has been released recently, which is...
Oh, sorry. You were asking me about that. COD, Black Ops 2, new DLC pack, the last one, and its name is Apocalypse.
Yep. And that's pretty much it, really. So, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to be talking about Apocalypse. So this is mainly going to be from Twisted Viper, but I will have some input as well. So, do you want to start?
This DLC map is very diverse and like meant for different players. But there is some old school remakes like Courtyard and Stadium from Black Ops 1 and World at War. But there is some also new maps like Pod and
Takeoff?
No, Takeoff Stadium.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, I really haven't played much of this.
I don't play much. Yeah, I don't play much multiplayer because I'm more of a zombies fan, but Twisted Viper's really the multiplayer.
Oh, that's it, Frost.
Know-it-all.
So it's Frost and Diggs that are the new map. Frost and Pods that are the new map, yeah. And they Takeoff and Diggs that are the old school maps. These maps aren't the best. The remakes you can't even begin to recognise, and the other two are not very good at all. They're very big, short lines of sight, long lines of sight. It's really mixed up. I just think Triac has messed up on this multiplayer DLC, but that's my opinion. Leave your opinion down below in the comments of the new multiplayer map if you have them, and if you don't, I would not recommend buying them.
I haven't. Played any of the multiplayer maps. I've only played zombies.
Really? You haven't played multiplayer maps?
Yeah, I know. I keep meaning to, but I just haven't got around to it. But the zombies map, there's only one, as usual. It's called Origins, and it's set in World War One, the trenches. So it's actually got quite a spooky feel to it, and it does bring the original characters back, Richtofen, Nikolai, Dempsey, and Takeo. So that's quite cool because I really like those characters. So I'm glad they've brought them back. But I won't go into too much detail because we haven't got too long to record, and also you can find out for yourself, really, I suppose. But as I say, it's set in World War One, and there's many different things you can do. And one of the main things is you can build staffs. And they're called elemental staffs, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you do remember correctly.
Yes, good. And there's the fire staff, there's the lightning staff, there's the wind staff, and there's the ice staff.
And there's no water staff. Wouldn't you figure that there'd be a water staff?
Yeah, I was thinking that they should have added that.
I thought it should have been fire, water, wind, and earth.
Earth, what could you do with Earth? What?
Like, you can make the ground shake and stuff.
Oh, I suppose so. It'd
be so awesome. I'd love that.
Yeah. But, and they basically do what they say on the tin, basically. The fire one shoots out fire, the lightning shoots out lightning, etc., etc. But yeah, it's I've completely forgotten my trail of thought now. It's very cool that they brought that concept in, and you can upgrade them so you can make them better, which is quite cool. It's a bit like Wonder Weapons, really. Another thing that I really enjoyed is the new Pack-a-Punch camo. It's way better than the old one, and it's like electric blue kind of thing, and it looks really amazing. If you've ever pack-a-punched a gun on that and that map, it's just great. I think it's one of the best zombies map they've made on Black Ops 2. I think that's all for Apocalypse.
Just to link onto that topic.
Yeah.
This might be the last ever zombie map.
Whoa.
Because we don't know that.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Buried was the last zombie map, if you've done the Easter egg. And then they did the last ever zombie map and the first ever zombie map together. And then also, straight after Call of Duty Ghost, the next card is presumably going to be MW4. And so it'll probably be made by Infinity Ward. They're just skipping out Treyarch's game.
But
leave your opinion down in the comments on what you think of that. So.
Yeah. Because it'd be really interesting to find out. And me and you are going to go Eurogamer soon. Oh. So maybe they'll give some extra information then, which I hope so. And it'd be quite nice to find something about that then. But I think that's it for Apocalypse.
Yep, and do you have any other games or anything, like Minecraft or anything to add on? I've got something
really.
For Minecraft Xbox Edition. Basically, there is this new skin texture pack that is based on Mass Effect 3, the game, and there's a world to do with it as well, and you can fight each other in PvP on that world with the skin pack, and it's absolutely epic, so I would recommend downloading that. It's for free on the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Yeah.
And anything else before I talk about competitive COD and stuff?
No, but let's move on to that section now.
And this segment is about competitive Call of Duty and League Play. League Play is basically competitive Call of Duty where you can get ranked in one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 divisions, which are Iron, Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum, and Masters. Masters is obviously the highest one, and you go up in rank. There's rank 200 to rank 1. If you're rank 1, you're at the top of the table in Masters. If you're Iron rank 200, no offense, you're the worst. And there is something messed up about competitive Call of Duty, because my friend on Xbox lost 5 of his placement games, got 4, then another 4 losses. He got into Platinum from that, which is the second highest, and then he won one game, just one game, and he got put into Masters. But I won 4 of my placement games, and then lost 1, just because I lagged out the game. And then I got put onto bronze, which was, in my opinion, annoying, because my friend did 1 win and I did 4 at my placement game. And I've been working so hard to try and get back up to my platinum rank. But no, I'm just in silver now, just sitting there. And also, I would also like to talk about Optic Mark, who has sadly been kicked out of the Optic team. But just to assure you, Optic can post a video if you want to go check it out at OpticNature on YouTube.com. He's not. They didn't kick him because for no reason. He wasn't happy at the Optic House. Just to clarify that, because some people are mad And I think Jacob would be a very good addition to that team. So I think good luck to you, Optic. I hope you win the next tournament. I will always support you.
Yeah.
And anything else?
Nope. That's pretty much it for that segment.
Also, we're going to talk about Call of Duty. I know this episode's been pretty much Call of Duty, but there's been so much leaked in the past, in the summer holiday in Britain that might excite you. In Call of Duty Ghost, there is a rumour going around that there will be no quickscoping, which is a real bummer for the sniping community, like Optic, FaZe, Saw, Envy, all those sniping teams. Some people hate when snipers kill them. It's annoying.
It is quite annoying. But when you get a kill with sniper, it's quite cool. So
I don't think they should have taken quickscoping out of the game. I think they should have made a game mode just for quickscoping.
Yeah, that would have been better.
And also, they're bringing Infected back to Call of Duty Ghost, which I'm super excited about because I'm just going to be grinding that all day while playing Ghost. And if you're excited about Ghost, please leave a comment down below.
And leave a like rating, and all that stuff that people say.
And subscribe, that's the last one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's it, guys. We'll see you in the next episode.
Well, question and answer.
Oh, yeah.
And, guys, this concludes our podcast from everyone here at Call of Duty.
Call of Minecraft
Gaming Podcast. We would like to say thank you for watching, liking, commenting, subscribing, whatever. Anything we ever spoke up?
Nope. That's it. And thanks for watching.
Peace.